Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. The federal government has announced $7.2 billion in funding to improve the Bruce Highway between Brisbane and Cairns. The promise follows an increase in deadly accidents on that road and is the single biggest amount of money any government has put aside to fix this section of road. The date for the next federal election is unknown, but it must be before mid-May this year. Liberal Senator Dave Sharma told Sky News the Liberal Party is already working on its plan.
What we'll be focused on is putting forward a strong alternative vision for government as a credible alternative, and we'll be seeking to appeal to voters, you know, not only in Queensland and Western Australia, but in New South Wales and Victoria, people with mortgages, people who are retirees, people who are just making a start in life, people who are concerned about higher electricity prices. This is where we hope to win the election by commanding the centre ground.
Russia says Ukraine has launched a counter-attack in the western border region of Kursk. The assault comes at an important point of the nearly three-year fight. US President-elect Donald Trump is about to take office, and a new US government could have a big impact on the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian and North Korean forces have suffered heavy losses in recent fighting.
The commander-in-chief also reported on the situation in the Kursk region, specifically in battles yesterday and today near just one village, Makhnivka, in the Kursk region. The Russian army lost up to a battalion of North Korean infantry soldiers and Russian paratroopers. This is significant. Overall, I want to commend the professional and effective actions of our soldiers in the Special Operations Forces and the 80th Separate Air Assault Brigade.
Hollywood stars will gather in Beverly Hills for the annual Golden Globes celebration today. Nicole Kidman is nominated for Best Actress for her role in the movie Baby Girl. Guy Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his work in The Brutalist. Cate Blanchett is nominated for her role in Apple TV thriller Disclaimer. And another Australian, Naomi Watts, has been nominated for the series Feud, Capote vs. the Swans. Golden Globes host, comedian Nikki Glaser, told CBS her job as host will be challenging.
The Golden Globes, these celebrities are there to win an award. They don't want to be roasted. So it's this delicate balance of like having to give the audience at home what they expect from me as a roaster and what they expect from the event itself, given what Ricky has done and Tina and Amy. And it's a moment for a host to shine comedically with some edge.
In tennis, Team USA has won the United Cup mixed team tournament title in Brisbane after beating Poland 2-0. The win is the second for the US in the United Cup, following its win in the first tournament in 2023. Coco Gauff has now won 17 of her last 20 matches.
I think for me, I think I just realized the worst thing that can happen today is that I lose. And, you know, in this, especially in this type of format, even if I lose, we still have a chance to win. So I just said I'm going to give myself my best effort. And I think that's all the team, you know, can ask of me.
I'm Camille Bianchi. This has been SBS News in Easy English.